Hi, I'm Mark Shiver. Glad to have you along, and this is episode number 3 since we have relaunched the podcast. Have gotten some really good feedback from our first 2 episodes and want to thank you for listening. And if you have not listened to either of those episodes, if this is your first time, please avail yourself of episodes 1 and 2. You can find them, obviously, where you are, either at fueledbygrace.com or in the iTunes store. Just search for Fueled by Grace. Well, we're going to conclude our series looking at Isaiah 53 today. And this is something that I'm very, very passionate about. And before I get into the meat of what we're going to talk about, I have to give a disclaimer because I don't have all the answers as to why people get sick, why children get sick and die, why good people who love God and are apparently some of the most upstanding Christian people you ever want to meet, why they get diseases and die. People pray and have all-night vigils and still they're not healed. I don't have all the answers to that. But what I do have is what I believe is clear revelation from the Word of God that I want to share with you and hope that it will build your faith. Because that's what we're trying to do here at Fueled by Grace. We're trying to get you to see the amazing, awesome love of God that has no end for you and to be encouraged in your faith. So without any further ado, you know, we've been talking about Isaiah chapter 53. And just by way of review, Jesus was treated so poorly when he died for us. And prior to that, he was beaten and spit on and terribly treated. The Bible says he was bruised and despised and punched and kicked, and it's awful. And a lot of times we have kind of a sterile thought in our mind of this guy on a cross and this guy being Jesus, and we give mental assent to the fact that, yes, he's hanging on the cross and isn't that bad. But I'm here to say that God wants us to really ponder and meditate all that his son went through for us. Because I think if we can do that, it will change our lives in that we will be more appreciative of what God actually did, what he allowed his son to go through on our behalf. And we will begin to see his love for us in a fresh way, in a deeper way. And that will change our lives. But he was despised, and we talked about that. You know, how many times, if ever, have you said to someone, you know, I despise you? I don't think I've ever said that to anybody. That's a terrible thing to say. It's a terrible thing to be the recipient of. But the Bible says he was despised. We held him in low esteem, Isaiah 53, verse 3 says. And verse 4, he took up our pain and bore our suffering. We thought he was being punished by God. But listen to this. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed or bruised, some versions say, for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And in episode 1, we talked about 3 steps to real peace. If you haven't checked that out, please do. If you need peace in your life, understand that Jesus was punished in our place so that we could have peace. And it really is real. And I would encourage you to be encouraged by that podcast. And today, we're going to talk about the last sentence in verse 5. It says, and by his wounds, we are healed. Some translations say, and by his stripes, we are healed. You've probably heard that before. In 2 Peter, it also says, by his stripes, we are healed. And it's interesting because I think the very best rendition, or maybe illustration is a better word, of the beating that Jesus endured for our healing is in the movie The Passion of the Christ. And if you have seen that, well, you know it was hideous. It was awful. Jesus was beaten. Now, we talked about being despised and being bruised. We talked about he had a crown of thorns mashed into his head. This was after he had been beaten. But folks, can you allow yourself to just close your eyes and imagine Somebody whipping you? And not just with a whip, but they tell us that the Romans used these pieces of leather that had, you know, stones and glass and pieces of pottery and stuff embedded into the ends. And so when they whipped somebody, they could just drag that leather across their skin and just rip skin off of whoever it was they were whipping. This is what happened to Jesus. This is what happened to Jesus. It's awful. I'm telling you that there's a reason for this. And you might want to say, well, why in the world did he let himself be treated like that? Because if we go to Leviticus chapter 16, we look at the Day of Atonement and the plan that God himself instituted for the nation of Israel to be forgiven of their sins once a year. And there's a whole big step-by-step process here that Aaron, the high priest, had to go through. He had to put on certain garments, and he couldn't be dirty or sweaty. And he had to bring a bull to offer for his own sins to make atonement for himself and his household. And he had to take two goats and present them before the Lord at the tent of meeting. And one of the goats, he would lay his hands on his head and cast him out of the camp. And that was called a scapegoat. All the sins would be sent into the wilderness. And then the other would be slaughtered, and the blood would be sacrificed and sprinkled it on the altar there, and go behind the curtain. You know, as we haven't really talked about that, but there was a curtain there, and you go into the Holy of Holies where the Ark of the Covenant was, and offer the blood as a sacrifice. Then God would, his glory would come and fill that area, and God would forgive the people. And it's an amazing thing, because it worked for years. As long as Israel did what God asked them to do, and they went through these ceremonies and rituals, everything was good. But the problem was, they couldn't do what God asked them to do consistently, and sin would rear its ugly head. And you can read all the way through Chronicles and Kings about how evil the nation would be, and then they would repent and come back to God, and then they would, you know, start worshiping idols and all this other stuff. And clearly, what God had instituted was not permanent. There needed to be a permanent way to forgive the sins of mankind. And that, of course, was God's only Son, Jesus. But nothing in Leviticus 16 talks about the lamb or the goat being beaten. The bull that was offered for the high priest's personal sin wasn't beaten. The goat that was taken out into the wilderness, the scapegoat, he wasn't beaten. And of course, the goat that was offered as a sacrifice for the sins of the people wasn't beaten. So why was the Lamb of God beaten? Why? Why did Jesus Christ allow himself to be beaten? Have you ever wondered about that? I mean, I can see him in my mind standing there with Pilate, and Pilate pronounces this sentence of, you're going to be crucified over Jesus. And Jesus could have easily said to him, that's fine, but I'm not letting you beat me. But he allowed himself to be beaten. Why? Well, we see the answers in, of course, Isaiah 53. By his stripes we are healed. And again, it's 1 Peter, I think I said 2 Peter, but 1 Peter 2, 21 through 25 talks about Jesus, by his stripes we're healed. By his stripes we are healed. Look, there's power in the Word of God. And we believe in the crucifixion and the resurrection. And we believe that if we ask Jesus into our heart and do what it says in Romans, where we believe, confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus, and believe in our hearts that God is raising from the dead, we shall be saved. We have put everything we have into those realities. We believe we're saved. We believe that when we die, we're going to go to heaven. That's what most Christians believe. They believe that Jesus died for their sins, and he certainly did. But what is the deal with this beating? By his stripes we are healed. What does that mean?
Well, Mark, it's a rhetorical healing. We're healed in this world, and there's healing to be found in the healing.
No, there's got to be more. There's got to be more. Listen, there was a reason why the Lamb of God allowed himself to be beaten. There's a reason why God the Father allowed his Son, his only begotten Son, his beloved Son, to be treated so horribly, to be whipped beyond recognition. Look, that hurts to even just think about. I don't know how he lived through that. By his stripes we are healed. Now, I certainly would not make doctrine or dogma out of something I believe that God told me, but I will say, I believe with all of my heart that the Holy Spirit said to me very clearly, healing comes the same way salvation does. Believing. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. We believe that we are saved. But do we believe that by his stripes we are healed? I am convinced that if we as believers, as Christians, will begin to take the word of God seriously and not just breeze over these verses, it is pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, punishment brought us peace was upon him, by his wounds we're healed, we all like sheep have gone astray. Okay, well, all right, that's enough for one day. Look, it's time to get serious. Why aren't there miracles in the church? Why don't we see people being raised from the dead? Why don't we see people being healed? I think in large part it's because we as Christians are not taking seriously the things of God. And I would put myself at the head of that list. We get up. We have our devotion, we head out the door, we work, we come home, we eat, we're tired, we do whatever we do, we go to bed, and we get up again and do it all over. Why don't we stop and change up our routine and include time to sit and ponder the truth? I think this is a lost art where we just sit and rest in the presence of God and meditate on his word. Imagine himself allowing himself to be beaten bloody beyond recognition. And then say to him, "Well, God, I believe I'm healed. I believe my wife is healed. I believe my child is healed. I believe my mom and dad is healed." Whoever it is that you're praying for, begin to believe that there was a reason that Jesus Christ endured such horrific treatment. And that is what he said, by his stripes we are healed. You see, I may be wrong. This is what I believe. I believe that Jesus himself could have said to Pontius Pilate, "I will allow you to crucify me, but I'm not going to be beaten." And I believe we would be just as saved from our sins as we are right now. I don't believe that him being beaten was necessary for the salvation experience to take place. He died. He offered himself as a sacrifice, just like we see in Leviticus, only he was the perfect Lamb of God, and it was his blood that was put on the mercy seat of heaven, and we are saved and forgiven, praise God. I could preach all day long on that reality. But he said, "Yes, you can beat me." Why? Here it is in the Word of God, in Isaiah and in Peter, "By his stripes we are healed." I challenge you to begin to believe that. Think about it. Think about the man, Jesus, being dragged by big, burly Romans who could care less about this guy and just stretched his skin tight and beat him over and over and over so that you and I could be healed. Begin today to see that and to believe it, just as you believe in your salvation. And I believe that we will begin to see miracles in the body of Christ like never before. But we've got to take God at His word and believe that what Jesus went through has meaning. And it has meaning today for you and for me. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you are encouraged to believe that by His stripes we are healed. I challenge you to sit with a cup of coffee or tea or whatever it is you have in the morning and just as the sun comes up, close your eyes and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you were despised. I can't imagine what you felt. Thank you that you were bruised. Thank you that I have peace because you were punished in my place. And Lord Jesus, thank you for allowing yourself to be beaten so that I could be healed. I accept that healing. I believe your word that says, by that beating, I am healed. By you allowing yourself to be whipped, I am healed. Thank you for the completeness of salvation, Lord. And begin to do that every day. Make it a part of your prayer experience. And I believe we will see amazing things in the body of Christ. Share this podcast with someone that you may know who might need healing or might need to be encouraged. And God will bless them, I believe, with all of my heart. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Shiver. Thanks for listening to Fueled by Grace.